Something about kimono. The kimono is a Japanese traditional garment worn by women, men, and children. The word kimono, which literally means a thing to wear, ki, wear, and mono, thing, has come to denote these full-length robes. Kimonos made with exceptional skill from fine materials have been regarded as great works of art. Today, kimonos are most often worn by women and on special occasions. Traditionally, unmarried women wore a style of kimono called furisode, with almost floor-length sleeves on special occasions. A few older women and even fewer men still wear the kimono on a daily basis. Men wear the kimono most often at weddings, tea ceremonies, and other very special or very formal occasions. Professional sumo wrestlers are often seen in the kimono because they are required to wear traditional Japanese dress whenever appearing in public. As the kimono has another name, gofuku, the earliest kimonos were heavily influenced by traditional Han Chinese clothing, known today as hanfu, through Japanese embassies to China, which resulted in extensive Chinese cultural adoptions by Japan as early as the 5th century. It was during the 8th century, however, when Chinese fashions came into style among the Japanese, and the overlapping collar became particularly a women's fashion. During Japan's Heian period, 794 to 1192, the kimono became increasingly stylized, though one still wore a half apron called a mo over it. During the Muromachi age, 1392 to 1573, the kosode, a single kimono, formerly considered underwear, began to be worn without the hakama pants over it, and thus began to be held closed by an obi belt. During the Edo period, 1603 to 1867, the sleeves began to grow in length, especially among unmarried women, and the obi became wider, with various styles of tying coming into fashion. Since then, the basic shape of both the men's and women's kimono has remained essentially unchanged. The formal kimono was replaced by the more conventional Western clothes and yukata as everyday wear. After an edict by Emperor Meiji, police, railroadmen, and teachers moved to Western clothes. The Western clothes became the army and school uniform for boys. After the 1923 Great Kanto earthquake, kimono wearers often became victims of robbery. The Tokyo Women's and Children's Wear Manufacturers Association promoted the Western clothes. Between 1920 and 1930, the sailor outfit replaced the undivided hakama in school uniform for girls. The 1932 fire at Shirokiya's Nihonbashi store is said to have been the catalyst for the decline in kimonos as everyday wear. The national uniform, Gokumin Fuku, a type of Western clothes, was mandated for males in 1940. Today, people often wear Western clothes and wear the easier to wear, cool and comfortable yakata in special time. A woman's kimono may easily exceed $10,000. A complete kimono outfit with kimono undergarments, obi, ties, socks, sandals, and accessories can exceed $20,000. A single obi may cost several thousand dollars. However, most kimonos owned by kimono hobbyists or by practitioners of traditional arts are far less expensive. Enterprising people make their own kimono and undergarments by following a standard pattern or by recycling older kimonos. Cheaper and machine-made fabrics can substitute for the traditional hand-dyed silk. There's also a thriving business in Japan for second-hand kimonos, which can cost as little as 500 yen. Women's obis, however, mostly remain an expensive item. Although simple patterned or plain colored ones can cost as little as 1500 yen, even a used obi can cost hundreds of dollars, and experienced craftsmanship is required to make them. Men's obis, even those made from silk, tend to be much less expensive, because they are narrower, shorter, and less decorative than those worn by women.